former Suns head coach Alvin Gentry giving us a couple of minutes. And you mentioned the development of these players coming into the league and the one-and-done rule that's now instituted. And Nerlens Noel, the Kentucky player, getting hurt the other day, tearing his ACL, and that's raised questions about the age limit and what should be done about that. What do you see as maybe the pluses and minuses of that age limit? And would you like to see that extended maybe to the age of 20, which has been up for discussion the last couple of years by the NBA?
Well, you know, I it's unfortunate for Noel because he is a terrific player. But what's going to happen now is that obviously he's going to have to come back and play another year of college basketball. Me personally, and this is just my personal opinion, I would like to think that if you start college, you should almost have to stay there until your junior year. You know, and I think that would give I think what it does is that it helps college basketball tremendously, but I think it also helps the NBA tremendously in that you would then have, I think, a pretty good an evaluation tool as to what a kid could be in the league. You take a kid as an 18-year-old, you know, he goes to school as a 17-year-old, plays 1 year, and he's an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old. I still think that there's doubts about, you know, judging him as to where he's going to be able to be in the NBA from an evaluation standpoint. So I think if a kid had to play 3 years of college basketball, then I think you've got a good handle on it. I think it really makes college basketball better.
If you're going to let these kids come in and play, then you cannot hold the coaches accountable because he's the third or fourth pick in the draft, that this guy has got to be what you think he's going to be 3 years down the road. And I'm starting to think now when you hire a coach, it needs to be with the thought process like the NFL. You got to think about your coach being at least 4 or 5 years to give him a chance to develop this young talent. Because these guys, if you look at this class, which was supposedly a pretty good class, and you look at what these guys doing, Coach, they're not, for overall, they're not playing well.
Well, and I think you go back now, Sam, and you know and I know that if you're going to look at the model franchise in this league, it's probably going to be San Antonio. And one of the things that they do is that you got Greg Popovich, who's in charge of drafting the guys, but also in charge of playing them, so there's no pressure for him to play them. So they were able to take Kawhi Leonard, a guy like that, and give him an opportunity to develop, and they played him in situations where he was successful. But there was no pressure for Greg Popovich to play Kawhi Leonard because he, you know, he drafted him and he was going to be able to play him whenever he wanted to. I think one of the pressures are is that, you know, you got two different factions of people. You got a coach who's trying to win games and trying to develop guys, and then you've got, you know, the basketball ops who's drafting these people and drafting these players. And there's a lot of pressure for these guys to perform right away. So, you know, that in turn puts a lot of pressure on the coach to play these guys early.